Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to Friday, September 19th, and we're excited it's the weekend, aren't we, Charlotte?
Yes. and it looks like it's going to be a nice cool one.
Yes, it's not hot anymore. Yesterday was just a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and this morning's just...
I mean, last night I actually had to put something warm on when I was outside.
I know,
you know?
Right?
Yeah. So it's good. Maybe it's the end of this heat for now.
Yeah.
It is September after all, you know, we deserve a little break, I think.
And mid-September at that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, well, that's great. So the weekend's coming and everything. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I kind of wanted to go and visit my son in San Francisco, but I'm such a person that I never plan ahead, you know? So then when you travel last minute, everything's so expensive.
Yeah.
If you can find seats in a room, you know?
Right.
So, I probably won't, you know? I probably won't. But I just can't imagine driving the 6 hours up there, you know, alone. It's pretty boring. You know, both ways and stuff.
Yeah. I kind of like long drives by myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. It's just...
No, it is cool.
I like singing. And
I know, but 3 hours is enough for me. I don't need six. And both ways, you know, in
true.
One weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people like it. I mean, I enjoy driving. Don't get me wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess you're right. Music, you get to think a little bit and stuff like that. But... Yeah, after the third hour, I'd get pretty impatient. I know what happens to me when I drive to Vegas, you know. 3 hours is plenty.
Yeah, and then the countdown starts, and you're like, oh, no, it's still another 3 hours.
I know. But you know what? At least in a car, you can stop. You can, you know, take a break. When you have 3 more hours on a plane, now that sucks, you know, because it just doesn't go.
Right, and especially if you don't have, like, if it's a long flight. I've been on flights to England where I didn't have a TV, like my own TV.
Right.
And having one that everyone shares is just a pain because you have to get located where, like situated where you can see the TV. And, and it might not be comfortable if you're by the back. And I have bad eyesight. So seeing those small TVs is a struggle. But that's the worst on a long flight when you can't choose what movies you want to watch.
I'm surprised they still have that, though. I thought all the planes had TVs now.
No, I've been on a few that have just...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
That haven't had my own TV.
Yeah, probably some old planes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear about the JetBlue plane this morning?
No.
Yeah, this is like... you know, top headline. It's huge. JetBlue's engine exploded in midair. An airplane. It was flying over the ocean off California with 147 people on board. And when the right engine just blew, and smoke filled the cabin, and oxygen masks did not deploy. They're saying there was so much smoke you couldn't see the person next to you.
So people
just like started crying and praying and stuff. I mean, what would you do, you know?
I know. What can you do?
Yeah, I would be sure this is like the end. And so the plane turned around and landed safely. And everybody got out. I know. So apparently, now you have to ask yourself, I mean, these oxygen masks, they tell you about them every time you fly. Then they don't deploy when you need them.
They do. I mean, and they make sure it's like if you're talking, you need to listen.
Right,
like, I've heard this probably 80 times.
Right.
And then the one time you need it,
it doesn't work. Right. So they're saying the flight attendants had to go and manually release those masks. So that's pretty scary stuff, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like getting more and more scared to fly.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do to fly into Israel in a couple months. But that's a long flight.
It is a long flight.
Yeah. So I'm going to maybe break it up and stop in Europe for a day. But it's still, I mean, you
need to take a sleeping tablet.
That's true, huh?
Sleep the whole time.
Yeah, I usually do anyway, you know. I mean, I just get tired. I sleep the whole time. I force myself. And, you know, sometimes it's just half asleep.
Right.
It's not a great sleep. But still, you know, the time goes by.
But I hate when, I mean, there's plane rides that I've been on where I feel like I've been asleep for so long. And you look at your watch and it's like 30 minutes. And it's like, no, I thought at least it was 2 hours.
That's true.
And I've done it before where I've fallen asleep before they bring the meal at the start. Mm-hmm. So you fall asleep before something that's supposed that can take a good 45 minutes.
That's true. Take up of your time.
Yeah. And I'm like, great. Now I just lost 45 minutes sleeping that I could have done after I'd eaten. So I'm so strategic when I go on these long flights. I'm like, okay, I have to
plan everything.
Then I can chill for like 15, 20 minutes, try and fall asleep, maybe watch a movie.
Right.
Then by the time, hopefully, all that's done, maybe watch another movie, the next meal will come around. Then you have to fill out your like customs card.
Right.
I'm very strategic to try and get the flight to go
as quick
as possible.
You have it all planned out.
Yeah. I've done it enough times.
Yeah, I guess. So we'll see, you know. But, I mean, still those flights, just they scare me to death.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you think about it, I mean, the chances of something happening is so rare, you know.
Yeah.
Because think how many flights take off every day. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's like thousands and tens of thousands around the world,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Completely.
So sometimes you just hear like a plane or two. It's not a big deal, really,
right.
you know. So the odds are in your favor. But at the same time, when you're in the plane and you start having turbulence and shit or the engine blows, I wouldn't feel so
That's
safe.
That's crazy.
Anymore.
But I'm glad that shows, though, that the pilots are well trained because they were able to come back down. And I watched Top Gun last night.
So did you really?
Yeah.
For the first time?
No, I watched it for the first time about a month ago, but I watched it again last night.
Oh, yeah, because I remember you telling me about it the other day.
Yeah.
So you watched it again?
Yeah.
You liked it that much?
Yeah. I've watched such good movies over the past 3 days. I told you about the Let's Be Cops that I went to see in the movie theater.
Right.
Then I saw Fruitvale Station, which is incredibly sad.
Really?
It's a true story that happened up in the Bay Area about a black guy that got shot by a cop.
Mm.
And it's heartbreaking.
Really?
It's heartbreaking.
Pretty timely.
Yeah.
Right?
This
stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But it was really eye-opening and it was a really good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I watched that. Get Into the Greek. I've watched a lot of movies the past couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it. You need to find something to do, John.
Well, it's been at night after I got home from work. But yeah, this like Fruitvale Station was one of my favorites.
Really?
That was just,
wow.
Yeah.
Even though it's a sad movie.
Yeah, it was just really powerful and it was just a great movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't think it got enough national attention for what it deserved.
I have heard
about it before.
Really?
And I just never got around to watching it.
Oh, wow.
But I'm glad I did because it was really worth the watch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that was on video that you saw?
It was on TV.
On TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not in the movies.
No.
Yeah. Are there any good movies coming out? There's like this this movie with Liam Neeson, right? Coming out, Walking Among the...
Yeah, I love
the
him.
The Tombstone or something, mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's always in these movies where they kidnap his daughter or his family and stuff.
Always.
I can't stand those movies, you know?
He's so stereotyped into one
role.
There's a movie coming out. It's called something like Werewolf. I saw the trailer when I was seeing Let's Be Cops.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else in the movie theater was like, oh, what? But I would actually
really, you like
probably
this?
Enjoy it because it's kind of a thriller. It's a scary movie. It starts off... It's like this guy, he does podcasts, so he goes around and interviews people to get interesting people on his podcast, and then he goes to this one guy, and the guy ends up capturing him, and he tries to turn him into a walrus.
Really? Oh my god.
Yeah, but it's creepy.
Yeah, what kind of a movie is that?
Creepy.
My god.
Yeah.
Not for me, man. Yeah. A lot of, there's some good scary movies, but many of them are like B movies and stuff, you know? It's like, they're good if you're into horror and stuff.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I go to a movie like that, I'm like, that's a cheap film, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Well, horror movies are so cheap
right.
film compared with.
Right.
But I like, I mean, my favorite horror, well, I guess, I don't know what, the Saw movies. I don't know if they're technically classed as horror.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they
it
are.
It is horror, yeah. Yeah.
But I love those movies.
Really? Oh, God.
I love them.
They're pretty bloody, though, aren't they?
They are, but I think they're very gruesome. But I think I like it because I don't really like the paranormal and those kind of movies because it's not true.
Right.
Well, I don't believe it's true.
Yeah.
Whereas the Saw movies, it could be true.
Yeah, that's
true. The background plot and everything that goes into it, it kind of could be true.
Right.
It could happen. Right. So that's why I like
that. That's interesting, yeah. I was thinking about that the other day because my daughter is totally into comic books, and I used to be, but I picked up a Batman comic the other day, and it was so pleasurable to read it, you know. And and my daughter's also a lot into Batman too, because really? I influenced her. Uh-huh. And I try to figure out why I like Batman as opposed to the other superheroes. Uh-huh. And I told her, I said, because he's real, you know. He doesn't have superpowers, you know.
Right.
I mean, he manages to always win just with his muscles, mm-hmm. and his mind and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So that's like a plausible type of a story, so I can relate to it,
right.
you know. But when it's like Superman with his X-ray vision and stuff, I mean, I used to love Superman too, don't get me wrong, but it's hard for me to get into it because it's so science fiction now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I liked Spider-Man.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man's pretty cool,
and
too.
I like the Catwoman films. Yeah, the one with Halle Berry.
Oh, I never saw that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was... Is Catwoman and Spider-Man, are they a team? Or,
No.
Or is it Superman?
She's...
Oh, it was Superman?
No, that's Batman, actually.
Oh, it's Batman.
Yeah.
I get so confused.
Yeah,
all...
I know.
And I used to watch... when it was a TV show with Lois Lane and Clark Kent.
Right,
I used
the
to
Superman
watch the,
show?
Yeah, I used to watch that.
Right.
I liked that.
Yeah.
But I never got into the movies.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I know. What was called? The
Smallville?
Smallville, thank you. Yeah, that's what it was called. Mm-hmm.
But it was different in England to what it was in what it is in America.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was different.
Yeah.
It was a different set. It wasn't called Smallville. And
right. Okay, so there was Smallville, but there was another Superman show with, what's his name, Dean something, right? Because Smallville is when he was really young, right?
I'm not sure. That's not the series that I watched. I watched.
Right. So you watched one when he was actually Superman.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
When he was older.
Yeah, his name is Dean something. I can't remember his last name. And who was Lois Lane in that one? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's also someone not very known.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I'm not that into TV, but I've been watching Under the Dome. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's a Stephen King book, and they started a miniseries last season.
Oh, really?
And it did so well. I mean, they pretty much did the entire book in the series. So when they went into season two, now it's stuff that wasn't in the book. But I'm totally into it. You know,
oh, cool.
It's a town where an invisible dome came down on it, and you can't leave and you can't come in. So it shows you how people go crazy in that town.
Oh yeah, I bet.
You know, all the stuff comes out, and mm-hmm. you know, about people and things like that.
Yeah,
and they're constantly trying to figure out how to get out, and all these mysterious things that happen there. So I got into that one, but other than that, it's hard for me to get into shows. Although I know there's a lot of great ones, man. You know, I mean, I still want to watch or at least check out Breaking Bad. And you know, I know True Blood I probably won't be into because it's vampires. I'm not into vampires at all.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be into any of them either.
No, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Not for me. I found movies that you should already be looking forward to that are going to come out in 2016. There's Batman versus Superman. There's
2016, not 15.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you said? 2016?
Oh, 2016.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, so this is 2 years.
2 years from now.
Yeah.
Wow. Go on. So Batman versus Superman?
Yes.
Wow, that's going to be a big movie.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
The Power Rangers, which didn't they just come out with a movie?
They did. They
yeah.
did. But I guess they decided to revamp the series.
Yeah.
Or the franchise, rather. And it was funny because they came out when my kids were young. And my daughter loved them and everything. And then it sort of died off. But that's right. The thing about children's entertainment is that it's always relevant, you know. I mean, look at the Disney movies, you know. Mm-hmm. They only had to make them once and they make money for them forever.
Yeah.
You know. So because kids keep being born and consuming
and
this stuff.
And everyone loves,
you know?
Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids are always going to love Disney.
Yeah. And a lot of these shows started in the 90s, you know. I mean, Rugrats and SpongeBob and Power Rangers and Powerpuff Girls and all these.
Yeah.
I remember during the 90s when my kids were young. And those shows have lasted.
Mm-hmm. They have.
Today, most
those
of them.
Those are what I watch, too.
Yeah. I know, I forget how young you are sometimes. I mean, 2 decades ago, you were like a little kid, you know? That's funny. But yeah, you know, so those shows keep living on. And that's why I'm saying if you get into entertainment, probably children entertainment is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because you make money perpetually forever.
Right. You know? Definitely. And then, and there's another Harry Potter movie.
Oh, there is?
Well, it's
out?
Called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It says, we're not exactly sure at this point, but it's a Harry Potter prequel. That'll take place 70 years before Harry and his pals show up at Hogwarts.
Oh, wow. Did you read any of the books?
I started the first one
and dropped it like it's hot. I know, I did the same thing.
They were so big that I just, I mean, how many pages? I can picture the first one. I just remember thinking, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to read that. I don't have the attention span to read something that
long, huh?
Yeah, no. There's another Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tells No Tales.
Okay.
So another.
So it's more like sequels and stuff.
Another Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's these sequels, man, because they're more sure shot for the studios than new movies.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, you can see how sometimes movies you think like big stars will be a draw, but even with a big star, the movie fails, you know? And
Avatar 2.
Oh, Avatar 2. That
I didn't
would be cool.
see the first one.
You didn't?
There's another Star Wars, untitled Star Wars Stands Alone.
Oh, wow.
So another.
Yeah, that's true. They are working on Star Wars now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it is, but it's all just.
Yeah. Avatar is a beautiful movie to watch, but it's really science fiction. If you're not into science fiction, it's like another world, you know, different worlds and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to see. I mean, visually, it's striking. It's very. It's colorful, a lot of computer animation. So, yeah.
The Lego Movie sequel won't come out until 2016, but the spin-off Ninjago. It's like, I guess it's a spinoff to...
Ninja? Like Ninja Lego. Girls or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Ninja Girls?
No, Ninjago.
Oh, Ninjago. Okay, so that's obviously not a word or something. They just made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ninjago, okay. Sounds good. Probably about ninjas, right?
Alice in Wonderland 2. So it's all sequels.
Yeah.
Wow. The BFG, the Big Friendly Giant.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I remember that.
Big Friendly Giant. I don't know that one.
Really?
Yeah.
The Big Friendly Giant? Yeah. Oh, it was a book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I remember the Iron Giant with that big robot and stuff.
No, the BFG, the Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, Tarzan. I thought it was Tarzan, but no, Tarzan.
Oh, Tarzan. We could use a Tarzan movie.
I know,
they
I agree.
They haven't made one in a long time, right? That's true.
I would watch that for sure.
I know. I used to love Tarzan when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The movies, the books.
And the soundtracks.
Yeah. I know.
Loved the soundtracks.
I know. There was actually a TV series when I was young. And I think the name of the actor was Ron Ely or something. And God, this was like in the 70s, man. But he was my favorite Tarzan. Although... Johnny Weissmuller was like the original one.
Yeah.
But he didn't really look like Tarzan. He wasn't that muscular, you know.
Right.
No long hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you expect Tarzan to be like rugged and stuff, you know. So he was too clean for that. But
it's funny when I think of certain movies and characters I think about, because I've been to Universal and Disney so many times, not complaining because I love it, but I think about certain shows that I've seen at Disney and Universal, of where they've done like a Tarzan show and a Beetlejuice show,
right,
and all these different shows that I've seen that I loved, and I've seen them so many times that now it's drilled in my head what these people looked like.
I know, that's funny though. But I think everybody sort of like sticks to the version that they grew up with, you know.
Yeah.
And so my dad always talked about the original Tarzan and stuff, and I'm like, no, he doesn't look convincing to me. The same with the Superman too, you know. I mean, the original series, Superman, Batman, they didn't look, I mean, they weren't muscular, you know, they looked pretty lame.
See, when I think of all those movies, I don't have a picture in my head because there's so many of them.
Right.
It's like James Bond.
Right.
There's so many.
Right.
It's like, which one is James Bond? Which one right. is Spider-Man? Which one is Superman? Like, which one?
I know, because you picture them as somebody.
They keep changing them.
Right.
Like, just stick with one person, then we all have
Well, but they get older, you know.
I know.
They're too old for the role.
Yeah, it's true.
You can't take a 70-year-old to play Superman.
It's true. I wish you could, though.
I know. So, have you been following the vote in Scotland? I mean, that would be a little relevant to you. What happened was they voted whether Scotland should become independent or stay with the United Kingdom.
Right.
So, they had a big vote. And apparently, if they decided to secede, then the David Cameron would have looked really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he was totally against it. And, you know, they're saying, you wouldn't want to be the one that where on your watch Scotland left, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
That would be a big deal, like in the history books and
yeah.
stuff. So apparently they voted not to become independent and stay within the UK. Mm-hmm. So that was a relief for a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't think they should. I mean, it's the United Kingdom and then everything. Because, I mean, the Commonwealth, yeah, there it's England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. But then when you go to the Olympics and all these different things. It's not going to be the UK and then Scotland.
Right.
Like, Scotland's so small that it...
Yeah.
I know.
Plus, people have to understand, independence is not all it's cracked up to be, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. You have to start from scratch.
Right.
You know, I mean, look at Russia and in places in the world where they had to start over.
Mm-hmm.
Although there, they didn't have democracies before, but still... it's not a simple thing, you know, and I don't see why they would want to.
Yeah.
And obviously, but they say it was a narrow vote, so it's not like it was a landslide or anything.
And I feel like David Cameron has much more on his plate right now than dealing with Scotland wanting to be independent and the vote. You know, more like the British person that got... that was captured by ISIS and things like that. There's a lot more going on than Scotland needing... wanting or the vote for independence. But
that's apparently some people cared about it, you know, so. But he said it would have broken his heart to see Scotland leave the UK. So he had a lot invested in this, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, but apparently a lot of people are happy that it stayed, so.
Yeah.
Just keep it like that, you know.
Did you download the iOS 8?
No, I haven't, because for the same reason that you didn't,
I don't have enough space.
Yeah, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, what am I going to do? I want to keep all my pictures. I can back them up, but still I want them on the phone.
Yeah, I know somebody who deleted all that. Well, they put all the photos on the computer so they could update. And it took about an hour and a half, which is one of the cons of... So Apple is saying, it might not have been
Well,
Apple,
but it's because everybody's doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't be like that.
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
On the text, you can now do a voice text. So you can just speak into your phone. Whereas before, you would speak and it would type for you.
Right.
Now you can actually speak and it'll send the message.
Oh, really?
So it'll send your voice.
Right.
And it works even if you don't, like you have to have the iOS 8 to...
Right.
do it, but you can send to somebody that doesn't have iOS 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you still get the voice.
Wow. Very interesting.
But the texting's weird. It's got, you still text normally, but on the top above the keypad is what they think you're going to say.
Right.
So you type in a Y and it comes up as like you.
That's like an Android type of a thing.
Yeah, kind of the predictive kind of text, which I don't like.
I know, I don't like either. I'm going to turn it off probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the camera's cool. You can do time lapses, so you can take a video and speed it up. You get more apps you download. Like when it's downloaded, a few more apps come with it. But it's nothing.
Nothing earth-shattering.
Yeah, the main thing I think is the texting.
Right.
And the voices I think is a lot easier.
Because
there's times where, especially, I think it'll save people when they're driving and when they're doing certain things. It'll be a lot easier for people just to be like da 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 da.
I know. Sometimes I find myself texting. I'm like, why am I texting? I can just say it.
I know.
And when I do, it's so much fun. You know.
Yeah.
You say the whole sentence. It gets typed. And
with the, you can send your voice, something won't come across in a bad way.
Right.
If you're saying, I don't know, I don't have
you'll
an example.
You'll be able
example,
to hear the tone of
exactly,
the person.
Whereas in text, you can't, and things are taken completely wrong sometimes.
Right.
Whereas now, if something is taken wrong, you can just be like, okay, that's not what I meant.
Right.
And you can send your voice.
It's true.
So it's, I like it.
So it's like voicemail type of a thing, except you can go back and forth.
But I know somebody who already she doesn't have, I don't know what type of phone. It's like an Android or it's not an iPhone. And that's all she uses to text her husband.
Yeah.
And she never uses the text. She's always just walking around talking into a phone looking crazy.
Right.
Like she's talking to herself. But so I feel like the iPhone's kind of late getting
The iPhone is late with a lot of things, true.
Yeah.
But when they do it right. And that's why people stick with them, you know.
Yeah.
I don't need all the stuff the Android has. All I can tell you is Android feels very, very unnatural to me. And I've tried 3-4 of them.
Yeah, I was the same with the BlackBerry. All I wanted when I came to America was a BlackBerry. And I had a BlackBerry, but I had it on GoPhone, which was just completely... I hate a GoPhone, but... But I had the BlackBerry and I just hated it.
Yeah.
I absolutely hated it. I didn't have the larger one. I had the smaller one, but that was worse because the buttons were even smaller.
Right.
And I hated it. But then when I got the iPhone, I was like, oh my gosh, touchscreen. It's going to be terrible.
I know.
But now I couldn't imagine. And I even have long nails, and people with long nails usually don't like touchscreens.
Touchscreen, right?
I love it.
Okay. I love it too, man. I mean, it was an ingenious idea to add like a virtual keyboard on the phone, you know, that pops up and all.
It was.
Yeah. Because otherwise, how do you make such a small phone, you know? But they managed, and BlackBerry's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much left of them.
I know.
You know? It's amazing how, you know, leaders in an industry suddenly just disappear. And it happens a lot in technology. I mean, I remember many computer companies in the 80s that were, like, huge.
Yeah.
Software companies and stuff, and they've disappeared.
Yeah,
completely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phone call coming in. Let's see if it's a real one or a wrong number. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, for real?
For real? Are you calling the radio station?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Is Linda Salvin on?
Who is that?
Linda Salvin.
Linda Salvin. No, Linda Salvin is not on this radio station. I don't know how you figured she is. And this is a different radio show altogether. Where are you calling from?
No. Texas.
Oh, Texas. Cool. And you were calling to listen to the psychic? I guess Linda is a psychic, right? Yeah. I know of her. She used to do a show here, but no, she's gone now. Maybe I can give you some predictions or something. I'm not a psychic or anything, but, you know.
What is your show about?
Well, we just have a morning show. We talk about just anything and stuff, you know. So if you want, you can just tune in on latalkradio.com. That's where we are. So, okay, well, thank you so much for calling. No, she hung up already. She's not fun. I mean, these people, you know, how did you figure that she's going to call here? Oh, man. People are funny.
So I feel like, because have you heard about all the domestic abuse cases now that have come out in the NFL after the race?
Yeah, I have.
It's crazy. I feel like Ray Rice is who did I watch? I ended up watching the video.
You did see the video,
which is it's insane. Right. It's terrible. But now I feel like it's just started. I don't know what.
Yeah,
it's
like comes so out many, now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now Adrian Peterson, which is a huge. I mean,
is he a big star?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
He's with the Minnesota Vikings, and he's now he's suspended right now. I don't know the exact term. Mm. He's on the exempt list, but I know that's caused a lot of people for their fantasy football teams.
Yeah,
I was like, no, because he's a big star, and oh, wow. That's kind of messed up with their fantasy football. But he admitted that he'd hit his child, and I've read numerous things. I heard it was with an iPhone cord. I've heard it was with a stick. I've heard a lot of different things. So I don't know the exact, the exact thing that he used, but I guess he like just smacked his 4-year-old,
right?
But what can a 4-year-old be doing?
Yeah, I mean, come on, and you're a football player for crying out loud!
He should be
setting
an example.
I know. I mean, these guys are just like they're animals, mm-hmm. man. Yeah. What is that?
And then the Arizona Cardinals running back, Jonathan Dwyer, he's been suspended. But his was in late July that he was,
Is that the one that headbutted his wife or something? Because they're saying somebody did. I don't know if that's the one.
I don't know. It just says aggravated assault in connection with two alleged incidents of domestic violence. But now it's like all these people are coming out and everything, and then there's another one, Greg Hardy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how many people have now.
I know it comes out.
Come out, and this is happening.
I know. I'm trying to open up the story here. Oh, Jonathan Dwyer, is that who you said it was?
Yeah.
He's the one that is accused of headbutting his wife. I mean, can you imagine?
No.
I mean, you are like, even if you're not a football player, men are stronger than women physically for the most part. You just don't do that.
No.
You don't do that to kids either, I mean, okay, spanking, even though I'm not for spanking either, I raised two kids without having to spank them once.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so let's say fine, you spank them on the butt, whatever, not hard, just to give them the feeling that you did something wrong. Okay, but to beat your kid up or your wife or something, I mean, what is this?
Yeah, it's terrible.
And I get angry at the women for staying, I really do. Although they're saying sometimes, it's hard to get out of that situation for many women, but still many do get out.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you got to stand up and look in the mirror and say, I'm not going to be treated like this anymore,
Right.
And so I'm glad the NFL is cracking down on this. I mean, come on,
Yeah.
It's like these people are supposed to be like models for
supposed to be looking up to them.
Yeah, they're like role models, for
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so and then they go and do this, and what are all the kids that follow them are supposed to think, that mm-hmm. this is okay?
Exactly. And that's that's the bad thing. And then Florida State's Jameis Winston, who he was the Heisman winner last year, most likely going to be drafted this year into the NFL. I think he's the second top pick into the NFL, and he's a sophomore. Florida State has a huge game this weekend against Clemson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a really big game. And I guess, I don't know what it was earlier this week, Jameis stood on a table in the student union and yelled, I don't know exactly what the phrase was, but I guess it was some online video.
Okay.
He yelled what's been said in this online video. It's like gone viral. I assume trying to be funny, but I don't know if it was racist or what. Mm. I don't know what it said, but he has been suspended from the first half of the Clemson game.
Really?
Had to have a press conference and say sorry. And it's just like, how many things can this kid do?
Yeah.
Wrong. I mean, he was on rape charges. Then he stole crab legs from the supermarket.
Oh, that's the same guy?
It's the same one.
Wow.
And he's only a sophomore. He's just gone into his sophomore.
He's acting out quite a bit.
And
this
now
guy.
he's he's done this.
Yeah. You see, which also goes to show, you know, I mean, we make many athletes, even celebrities, like our royalty and stuff, and we look up to them. But the fact remains that many of them are just, maybe they're talented in what they do, but they're not good people.
Yeah. I don't think he's a bad person. I mean, because a lot of people, I mean, if anyone else had stood up there and done that, would they have been suspended? Probably not.
Right.
But because there's been so much press and so much media around Jameis, I think that Florida State's having to kind of be like, all right, time to stop. You need we need to show everyone that we're doing something, that you can't just do this and act this way. But now in this huge game coming into this weekend, we only have Jameis for the second half.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be, I mean, Clemson game's always a big game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll see. Well, maybe he'll come in and save the day if they lose the first half or something, you know.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But he had to apologize to his teammates. And
Yeah. You see, that's the thing, man. I mean, these people have bad judgment, and then they become stars just because they can play football.
Right.
You know, but they have nothing else to offer. But related to this, I guess the Baltimore Ravens announced they will allow fans to trade in their jerseys, Ray Rice jerseys. You try to say that a few times. Ray Rice jerseys that people have. They said if you have one, you can trade it in. We'll give you a different one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So people are like in long lines and stuff like this.
Well, he's protesting.
Oh, yes?
Claim, yeah.
Well, of course he would. Yeah, it's like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I just knocked her dead or knocked her unconscious to the elevator floor and then dragged her like she was a piece of a sack of potatoes or something, you know?
Yeah.
And, he's going to try and defend himself. Okay, whatever. But we talk about the long lines, and we talked about the iPhone, and I guess it's coming on sale today.
I saw driving down the road, I saw so many people.
Did you see lines?
Yep.
Really?
And there's two AT&T stores super close to each other on Ventura.
Right.
And people were lined up outside of both of them.
Wow.
Like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying, like, in New York, the line, like, since last night at 9 p.m., the line's got, like, 1,000 people.
Oh, it definitely like wasn't 1,000 people blocks. Long, but...
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And, I mean, just imagine, you're like... Number 1,000 in line, you know.
Yeah.
Am I going to get the iPhone today?
But what's the point? I mean, my boyfriend ordered it, and he gets it October 7th.
Right.
So what's the point?
And he'll probably get it even before that,
exactly.
You know.
So,
yeah. But people have to have it today.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't they have a life, you know? I mean, don't they have to go to work, to school? What are they doing standing in line for a phone? But you know, I mean,
when you can get
happens.
It in a couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
You'd think they would have better things to do.
I mean, look at this. In Hong Kong, they have lines and customers that include people who flew in from India, China, and the UK just to buy the purchases.
The UK people want to do it.
To Hong Kong to buy the phone today.
And the thing is, when you go to Hong Kong from a different country, I mean, I know from England, it's going to be a different outlet to plug into the wall. It's going to be all different when you get back home. So why would you even bother?
Yeah.
Just wait a couple weeks and get it.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they'll go and probably try to sell it at home, you know, buy a few of them and try to sell it at home or something.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't get it, you know. But we were checking, remember we were talking about the cell phone providers, AT&T and stuff, and I just found out that not only Sprint but T-Mobile also will pay off your contract with another provider. So this is like a perfect time to leave AT&T and now maybe go to T-Mobile or something.
I wonder
and
if
get
Verizon
new phones, you know,
it.
Because we all want the new phones, but none of us are eligible because we all have the 5S or something.
See, I'm not bothered. I mean, my boyfriend has the 4 and it's so slow.
Yeah,
that's the only reason. And he's like, well, I might as well get the 6 if I'm gonna get the 5.
Exactly.
But that's the only reason that he's getting the 6. And I have the 5. I really don't care that much.
Well, wait till you see it. I think you'll like it. They look awesome. But we'll see. I mean, they made them so thin though that now I don't think you'll be able to stand them on the side anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know how you can stand the phone and stuff, and some people, I don't know if I ever showed it to you, that panorama thing that turned.
Yeah, that vibrates.
Right. So I don't think you'll be able to do that anymore because it's rounded, the edges are rounded, and it's thinner.
I just see more anxiety for cracking the screen. That's all I see. Because I already have anxiety about this phone that I'm going to crack the screen, and I have this big bumper case on it, which has saved my phone. I don't know what kind of case it is, but it's called Tech 21. It's the best phone case. It has...
Because it's only like the rubber around it, right?
And it has a little thing on the back.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it...
For scratches.
It has something inside the sides and the top where when you drop it, that expands to protect the phone more. And it works.
Really?
It really does. Wow. I should worry still, but when I drop it, I'm not like, oh my gosh, anymore, because I know the case is going to protect it.
That's true.
So Tech 21 is a really, really great case. But I just see more anxiety about cracking the screen.
Come on. Don't get anxiety over the phone.
But that's
though.
The worst when you crack the screen. I mean, I know somebody that, I mean, he can barely see the screen because cracked.
But why don't they get it fixed? I mean, it's like $60-$80.
Well, he's waiting for to get the 6.
Right.
To get the upgrade. But it's still...
And it's dangerous, too. I mean, it's broken glass, you know.
Because it was like $150.
Really?
And then you can get a new phone. But even if you pay for insurance, you still have to pay $200 for a new phone.
No,
so it's a con.
Yeah. Well, that's if you go to Apple, though. But you can...
This is with AT&T that I had the insurance. And
yeah, but it's still Apple fixing it or whatever. Right. But no, there's places that do it like... They're not affiliated with any of them.
Right.
And they just do it, you know. I mean, I don't know if you saw this. There's a new chain called You Break, I Fix or something. Mm-hmm. You Break It, I Fix or something.
I think I've seen it in the mall.
Yeah, I think that's one of those.
But I think it's still like over 100. But maybe
I'm
wrong.
Are you sure? Because I know people that did it and it was it wasn't 100.
Yeah.
But maybe the price has gone down. Maybe it depends on what model of phone you have and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, it's definitely not fun to break it. And I dropped one once when I had the original iPhone. I was so pissed, you know?
I know.
Yeah. It was when I was standing, I was talking to someone, and the phone was between my shoulder and my ear, you know, because this guy stops. I was like in the middle of the street talking on the phone, having a cigarette, and this guy walks up, okay, and I have a cigarette. So what are you going to say? No. So I put it, you know, so I needed both my hands. I put it between my shoulder, and it just fell off, you know? So I'm like... You know, I look at him and I'm like really pissed.
Yeah, it's like, great. Now I'm giving you a cigarette. And
yeah,
I just
exactly.
Cracked my
and I just, it cost me a lot of fucking money, man. Relax.
It's like, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Oh, there's an article here on a test, the first drive of the all new Ford Mustang. I don't know if you saw the 2015, but they're amazing.
I didn't.
And I'm dying to see them. They're not on the street yet. I think they'll be coming out very shortly, but I saw them in magazines and stuff, and they're just amazing.
Really?
Because it's the 50th anniversary, so they made them really special.
Oh, awesome.
I know, so, and I won't be eligible because my lease, I just leased a car in 2014, so I have to wait till the following year to get one. But we'll see, maybe I'll be able to get out of it and get a new one. You know.
I'm sure you would be able to talk them around.
Yeah.
Depending who you get.
I know.
There's always
know.
Some way to talk
yeah, them I around. Mean, they're dying to sell cars all the time, I'm sure. I have friends at the dealers and stuff, they'll probably do something.
Yeah.
And so that would be cool. But, you know, on my 2014 Mustang, what's cool is at night, the mirrors, underneath the mirrors, when you turn on the, when you unlock the door, it projects the Mustang horse on the ground in light. And
that's cool.
It's so amazing. You walk to the car. It's such a conversation piece, you know, because people don't know this. We walk up to the car. It's like, what? Is this painted on the ground? You know, it looks just like it's painted.
That's cool.
I know. So I don't know who thought about that, but it's pretty funny and cool.
Yeah.
It's got a cool factor to it.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
I miss my car.
How much longer did they tell you? They never know,
no.
huh? They never know how much longer it's going to take.
Never know. Yeah. Never know. Hopefully not that much longer. Hopefully just a week or two.
Yeah, I know. It sucks to drive rental cars, huh?
Yeah. I just like my car a lot.
Good.
I love it. It's an easy drive and it's comfortable. And this one's, it's black leather. Mm. Which mine is just fabric, so I shouldn't be complaining. But but in the heat, it's so hot. Oh my gosh, I get in my car and my legs are burnt on the seat. I'm like, you can barely touch the wheel.
People sit on this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and you barely touch the wheel, but you have to blast the AC.
Yeah. This is funny. I guess Peyton Manning, who plays in Colorado, of course, for the Denver Broncos, apparently started buying up pizza franchises in Colorado.
Huh.
And they're saying it's because he feels that the legalization of pot increased the munchies in people and they're buying more pizza.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny, though?
Wow.
So, yeah, so people get the munchies and stuff and... So he figured he's going to invest in some. They're saying he's been snapping up Papa John's franchises in Denver.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's a thinker.
Yeah.
Kind of. Always trying to make money.
Yeah, he's got the money, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That is funny. There's nothing better than pizza.
I know. I love pizza. Have you been to Pizza Rev at all? Did I ask you about that?
No.
You need to go to Pizza Rev. That's a place where they make... It's like they make you the custom pizza, personal pizza. It's about, you know, as big as a small pizza that you would buy at a pizzeria. And it's really thin crust. And then you just walk like at Subway and you tell
Maybe
them what you
I
want.
I have been. Is the one in Santa Monica? Oh, Brentwood?
I think there is one there.
Yeah, I think I've been.
But, well, you would have known if you've been there, right?
Well, I just don't know the name, but I've been to a pizza place like that.
Oh, really?
Where you walk in line and like you pick exactly what you want.
Right.
I have no control in those places. I'm like, I went that.
I know, they have so much stuff. But it's a cool place to eat. They have one in Studio City here, too. They've been opening up a lot of them, and they're actually based here in Southern California. So I'm sure there's a lot of places that I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
But it's cool, you know. And yeah, I love pizza, man.
Yeah.
I love pizza.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah. I think that's the number one food in America, isn't it?
Really?
Pizza, yeah.
That doesn't surprise
pizza
me.
Pizza and chicken, I think, yeah. I know.
Pizza and fried chicken.
Yeah, I know. That's why we all look so fat, you know?
No, it's because fast food is so cheap and healthy food is so expensive.
That's true, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it depends, you know. I mean, if you buy fruit and vegetables, that's not that expensive, you know.
Well, it depends. I mean, cherries, strawberries, they're my favorite.
Yeah. Are they expensive now?
Yeah, cherries are really expensive.
Oh, really? Because maybe it's not the season now.
Yeah.
Right?
I think cherries are always.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit more expensive. And raspberries and...
I didn't realize that. I need to eat more fruit, man. I go to the store, I totally skip that section, you know. And that's not good, but I do because when I buy them, they just sit around and spoil, you know.
Yeah,
I don't
you have
eat
to
it.
Eat them.
Because I forget they're there, you know. Yeah. So I remember, I mean, whether if I go to visit my mom or I'm at somebody else's house, they offer it, you know. Right. So I eat it. I love fruit.
Exactly.
But when I don't think about it, I don't eat it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I have a fruit bowl so that I see the fruit.
so
I'm like,
it.
Oh, yeah. But then the fruit that has to go in the fridge, I put in the
drawers,
bottom drawers. Yeah. Yeah. And then
and you
I forget it's
about
them.
It. I know.
No. Such good fruit. And now it's gone to waste. I do that with vegetables, too. And I forget what's in the bottom drawers.
Exactly.
I always forget about them.
So you got to check it out every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I just need to pack everything into the main fridge.
Yeah,
so I
remember exactly.
And see it.
We'll keep an inventory of what you buy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There's a story here of a man in Florida who killed his daughter and her six children.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I did, yeah.
God, man. I mean, wow.
But he was an ex-convict.
Right. He had been in prison.
He wasn't supposed to be possessing in possession of a firearm.
Right. But they're saying they don't know what he was shooting, so what firearm he was using.
Right.
But which I'm sure they will. The 51-year-old man shot his wife, his daughter, who's 28, and the kids were 3 months to 11 years.
Yeah.
3 months. You know, a father. You know, yeah. I mean, the parents, who do you trust more than your parents, right?
Right.
And then die in their own hands, man.
Yeah.
That's terrible. But at any rate, they won't have a great weekend, but we hopefully will.
Yes.
Do you have any big plans or anything?
No, and I'm
so
excited.
No weddings or showers or anything like that.
Nothing. Weekend off.
For all the celebrations.
A relaxing weekend. I can't wait to sleep in.
Cool. All right. Yeah, and I guess without the heat, I'll finally get to go riding the beach.
Yeah.
In nice weather rather than sweat to death.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for joining us. We always appreciate it. Great guests lined up for next week. Yeah. And that's it, Charlotte.
All right. Have See a good Monday.
Weekend. For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.